Hi, so in this video, I'm going to go a little bit philosophical on you, to no real depth, but I'm actually going to reflect upon a story that one of the greatest philosophers that ever has lived, called Plato, once told in his book, The Republic. The Republic, which is still purchasable on Amazon and eBay and in most good bookstores, which is just for reference for you right now, in case you would like to read the story as it was written. But all I'm going to do is just going to tell the story that a wise man once told a great number of years ago. And this story was told as he reflected upon how, as human beings, we learn. He gave this analogy of the cave. He asked just to imagine that there was a cave, this underground cave, and in this cave lived a nation of people. Now, this nation of people were all chained by their ankles to each other in lines, and they had chains around their necks and their hands that were chained to their ankles that demanded that they all look forward. And look forward was pretty much all that they'd done for the extent of their lives in their rows and their ranks. Now, in their rows and in their ranks, they look forward towards a big stone wall. And on this big stone wall were the reflections of what these men that were standing on a ledge in front of a big blazing furnace would project onto the wall. You see, these men were puppeteers, and these men with their puppets would, you know, puppeteer away, and the reflections upon the wall seemed like big scary monsters and big horrendous beings, beasts, and it kept the people in chains. They never questioned the condition of their lives. In fact, none of them even really thought about whether there could potentially be any more than this. They just stood there. They waited for mealtime, they would be fed, and then they would just stand and stare and look at the reflections on the wall of whatever it was that the puppeteers would present to them. Because what they weren't seeing was real things. They were just reflecting and seeing reflections and shadows of real things. But even the real things, the puppets, they weren't real things within themselves. Although, yes, they were man-made, they were generally just carvings of other human beings or animals or objects or those kinds of things. Now, you see, there was one day, one of the men in the ranks, here we go, little Jimmy here with the green hair. He'd been there for years, and his ankle chains were getting a little bit rusty, and one day his chains broke. So as his chains broke, over a few days he managed to wriggle himself free from all of his chains, and this was the first man ever to break the ranks. Now, was he confident in doing this? Well, I'd imagine he probably wasn't, because this would have been new territory for him. He'd never left the ranks before, and he didn't know what that meant. He didn't know if these monsters were real or if they would get him. So, as he stood and just procrastinated for quite some time, he eventually plucked up the courage just to simply look behind him. And as he looked behind him, he was able to see how things actually really were. Now, this caused him quite a lot of confusion and a lot of uncertainty, doubt. This had kind of shaken his whole world, because what he was used to seeing on the wall, the shadows, the silhouettes, he believed were real. But now, what he was seeing was that, well, this is more real than this. The shadows and the silhouettes on the wall are just a mere reflection of what these puppeteers are presenting and displaying in front of the blazing fire, the blazing furnace. So as you look between the wall, and you look between the puppeteers and the wall, and the puppeteers and the wall, he was confused. He didn't quite know what to do. He was uncertain of really what to do with the rest of his life, because he was now seeing things differently than how he'd ever seen them before. So as he'd broken free, he noticed at the edge of the cave there was a pathway that was leading to a little bright light up in the distance. So as he started moving towards the beginning of this path upwards, he was stopped by two of the cave guards. And these two cave guards, which is a bad drawing, stopped him. They apprehended him. They questioned him and they tried to get him back into their ranks. But he was confused now and he was a little bit scared. I guess he had his light at the end of the tunnel and he was absolutely going for it. So he managed to break free and he wriggled and he ran right up the pathway and made it outside into the open. Now you see, he was confused because from the ranks, as he'd looked back to the wall and he was able to see the fire, this kind of hurt his eyes because he'd never seen real light before. All he'd ever seen was light that was reflected upon this wall. But now as he was outside, he was faced with the sun, this truth, this natural light. And it took him a few moments to adjust his eyesight. But as he did, he began seeing trees. He saw tractors, he saw fields and boulders, and he saw other human beings, men and women, children, who were just like him, walking around in shirts and suits, going to work, going to the shops, going to the discos on a Friday night and having a lovely time. They were walking down the street holding hands. There was birds in the trees, singing songs and pecking berries, building nests. And here he was. He felt so different from all these other people. He knew he wasn't good enough. He was white, he could barely see, he didn't have a clue what was going on, and clearly these people were just getting about their daily routines, knowing absolutely what it was that they were doing. And he wandered around for a few days, aimlessly, lost, didn't know what to say to people, didn't know how to communicate or how to react. He didn't know what this new world was that he was now experiencing. And this did begin to become quite interesting, quite exciting for him. It was kind of a new journey. But as he started and began imagining on, you know, what this new life outside of that cave could be like, he reflected upon his fellow comrades, his brothers, sisters, his parents, his friends that were still caught up in the cave in chains. As he remembered them, these people that he'd done his whole life with, he thought, oh, they're still in the cave. I know now that this is truth. This is how things really are. I've got to go back and tell them. I feel compelled to go back and tell them. But for him, this would mean obviously coming back into the cave, which he didn't really want to do. And I guess the problem that he had was, well, you know, if someone just a few weeks earlier had told him that there was this whole new life outside of the cave, would he even have believed that? Because the answer is probably not. But now he had this answer, now he had this truth. He could see things differently, truthfully, for what might have been the first time of his life. So he procrastinated, and he eventually plucked up the courage to work his way back to the entrance of the cave, where he hovered around, procrastinated some more, and then eventually broke back into the cave. He worked his way down the pathway and managed to wingle his way back into the ranks of the people. So he picked up some chains and pretended as if he was one of them again, but he knew that he wasn't. He was different from them now. He'd seen something that they hadn't seen. And he began whispering. He said, guys, what you're looking at on the wall? Those beasts, those creatures, they're not real. They're not real things. And as he was looking at these silhouettes reflected upon the wall by the puppeteers, he began becoming confused again, because this is what he was used to seeing his whole life. But now he knew that outside of the cave, that wasn't really how things actually were. So he was looking back at the puppeteers, trying to get a grasp of reality, and he carried on, he persisted in amongst the ranks. He says, guys, brothers, sisters, friends, this isn't real life. What you're looking at isn't real. I mean, what you're looking at is just a mere reflection upon people standing behind you in front of this big ball of fire that are projecting these shadows upon the wall. That they're not even real things either, because they're just modelled and being built upon and based upon things that are actually outside of this cave, because outside of this cave is what's true. what do you think he might have been faced with? There's a good chance that the people in the ranks that he'd lived his whole life with would probably point him out as being different. Wrong. There's a pretty good chance that they would now reject him, brand him as being an imbecile, perhaps being crazy, round the twist, off his trolley. And did the people ever accept this man's truth? Well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Because you see, I guess all that our man had really done as he'd ventured outside of the cave, then, you know, came back in again, was he brought a new perspective. A new perspective of reality, how things actually are. Because, you see, I guess the illustration, the point that we're really trying to make in this story is that the way that you see your life, the way that you see things, the way you feel about yourself, how you view yourself, yes, it's absolutely 100% your reality. This reality that you may have lived throughout the extent of your life. But the challenge that I'm going to throw into this mix today is that your reality, yep, although it may be reality for you, it may not be reality in actuality. So if you're struggling with confidence, low self-esteem today, you're doing so for a reason. Things have happened in your past and you've told yourself stories about how things are today in your present. This may in turn provide you and give you fear, anxiety, angst, uncertainty, doubt upon and for your future. But I guess, here's the thing, once you've kind of seen the light, once you've seen the light, there's absolutely no going back. Once you see that things could change, if you have the desire to change, and you have the ability to change, if you have the ability to break the ranks and take that journey and fight your way past the guards and reach the top of the cave and actually get outside, all you've then got to worry about doing is developing your strategy. Developing your strategy. For if you so wish, getting back into the cave. Because if you have this perspective, and if you've seen this light, and if you see things for how things actually really are, if you now have a new truth, then I guess this could be a truth that you could potentially share with the world. And I guess this is something that this world lacks, you know, people that are willing to do what it takes to surpass and go beyond their immediate problems, their fears, their insecurities, their doubts, to pursue the answers that most people won't pursue, and perhaps even find them. I guess the question I can leave you with in this video is, okay, so if you do find the answers that you're looking for, what would you do with them? Because I guess you're going to need some confidence to do whatever it is that you would do with these answers. Until the next video, out.